Welcome to episode 1004 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of James, one of the most practical letters in the New Testament, offers profound insights on various aspects of Christian living. One of the most striking and challenging topics it addresses is the issue of controlling our speech, often referred to as taming the tongue. James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, provides a vivid portrayal of the power of the tongue, both for good and for harm, and calls believers to greater awareness and discipline in how we use our words. Let us explore the significance of taming the tongue and how we can apply James's wisdom to our daily lives. James begins his discussion in James 3 by acknowledging the immense responsibility carried by those who teach. Verse 1. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. This opening sets the tone for the following verses, highlighting the weight of our words, particularly for those in positions of influence. However, this principle applies not just to teachers, but to all believers. Our words hold power, power to uplift and power to destroy. James illustrates the influence of the tongue through several powerful metaphors. He compares the tongue to a bit in a horse's mouth, a small rudder that steers a large ship, and a spark that can set an entire forest ablaze. Each of these metaphors underscores the disproportionate impact of our speech. Although the tongue is small, it wields incredible influence over our lives and the lives of others. With a few words, we can encourage, bless, or bring healing. Conversely, with a few careless or harmful words, we can cause deep pain, division, and destruction. In verse 6, James writes, "The tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell." Here, James highlights the destructive potential of the tongue when not tamed. Our words can cause lasting damage, and once spoken, they cannot be taken back. The picture of fire is particularly poignant. Just as a small flame can ignite a massive wildfire, a single harmful word can cause a chain reaction of damage, tearing down relationships, reputations, and communities. One of the most challenging aspects of taming the tongue is the inconsistency of our speech. James observes this paradox in verses 9 to 10. "With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so." This stark contrast between blessing and cursing reveals the divided nature of our speech. On one hand, we praise God with our mouths, but on the other hand, we use the same mouth to speak harshly or maliciously toward others. James emphasizes this inconsistency is incompatible with the character of a believer. As Christians, we are called to reflect the image of Christ in all aspects of our lives, including our speech. How can we claim to love God and simultaneously tear down those made in His image with our words? James challenges us to examine the disconnect between our words of worship and our words in daily interactions. Our speech must be consistent with the character of God, who is love, truth, and grace. The inconsistency of the tongue also reflects the inner condition of our hearts. Jesus taught this same principle when He said in Matthew 23, verse 34, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Our words are an overflow of what is in our hearts. If we find ourselves frequently speaking negatively, gossiping, or tearing others down, it is a sign that there may be deeper issues of the heart that need to be addressed. Taming the tongue, therefore, begins with a transformation of the heart. James does not shy away from the difficulty of controlling our speech. In verse 7, he writes, "For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison." This is a sobering statement. James acknowledges that, in our own strength, taming the tongue is an impossible task. Just as humans have learned to tame wild animals, it might seem logical that we could tame our own speech, but James makes it clear that no human can accomplish this on their own. This reality should drive us to a deeper dependence on God. While we cannot tame the tongue through sheer willpower, God can transform our hearts and empower us to speak words of life. The Holy Spirit, dwelling within us, convicts us, guides us, and helps us to live in alignment with God's will, including our speech. As we surrender our words to God and invite the Holy Spirit to shape our hearts, we can begin to see real change in the way we speak. While James spends much of chapter 3 warning about the dangers of the tongue, his message is not solely negative. The call to tame the tongue is ultimately a call to use our words for good. Our speech, when guided by the Spirit, can be a powerful tool for building others up, encouraging those in need, and speaking truth in love. Ephesians 4 verse 29 echoes this call. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. This verse challenges us to evaluate our speech through the lens of grace. Are our words giving grace to those who hear? Are they building others up? Or are they tearing them down? When we approach our speech with a desire to bless and uplift, we are participating in the work of God's kingdom. Taming the tongue is not just about avoiding harmful speech. It is about actively choosing to speak life. Words have the power to heal, to inspire, and to strengthen. A timely word of encouragement can bring hope to someone in despair. A word of truth can bring clarity to a situation clouded by confusion. A word of forgiveness can restore a broken relationship. When we allow God to guide our speech, we become instruments of His grace in the lives of others. As we seek to apply James's teaching on taming the tongue, there are several practical steps we can take to cultivate healthier speech habits. Pause before speaking. One of the simplest but most effective ways to tame the tongue is to pause before we speak. Taking a moment to reflect on whether our words will be helpful or harmful can prevent us from saying things we might later regret. James 1 verse 19 reminds us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Pray for wisdom. James encourages believers to ask God for wisdom, and this includes wisdom in how we speak. Before engaging in difficult conversations or responding to someone who has hurt us, we should seek God's guidance and ask for wisdom in our speech. Proverbs 15 verse 1 reminds us, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Speak with grace. Colossians 4 verse 6 encourages believers to let their speech be always gracious, seasoned with salt. This means speaking in a way that reflects the kindness and grace of God. Even in moments of disagreement or correction, our words should be marked by gentleness and love. Be mindful of gossip. James also warns about the dangers of gossip and slander. Gossip can seem harmless, but it has the potential to destroy relationships and communities. Before sharing information about someone else, we should ask ourselves whether it is necessary, true, and kind. Seek accountability. Sometimes we need the help of others to tame our tongues. Surrounding ourselves with people who can lovingly hold us accountable for our speech can help us grow in this area. Proverbs 27, verse 17 reminds us that iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. The call to tame the tongue is a call to surrender every aspect of our lives, including our words, to the Lordship of Christ. While it may seem daunting to control our tongues, we can take comfort in knowing that God is with us in the process. He does not leave us to battle the untamed tongue on our own, but provides us with His grace, wisdom, and the power of the Holy Spirit to guide our words. As we grow in our relationship with God, our hearts are transformed, and our speech will naturally begin to reflect His love and truth. Taming the tongue is not just about avoiding harmful speech, but about aligning our words with God's character. It means using our speech to bless others, to bring healing where there is hurt, to speak truth where there is confusion, and to show grace in every interaction. When we yield our words to God, we become vessels of His grace in a world that so desperately needs it. Let us commit today to being mindful of our words, allowing God to shape our speech so that it reflects His love, wisdom, and grace. As we surrender our tongues to Him, may our words build up, encourage, and glorify God in everything we say. Father, we come before You today, acknowledging the power of our words and the responsibility that comes with them. We ask for Your wisdom and guidance as we seek to tame our tongues and speak in ways that honor You. Fill our hearts with Your love so that our words may reflect Your grace and bring life to those around us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.